The Small Business Owner's Guide to a Good Night's Sleep, Preventing and Solving Chronic and Costly Problems, by Deborah Kuntz-Traverso. Acknowledgements. Thanks first go to God, that omnipotent power so many people turn to when tragedy strikes, but take for granted the rest of the time. May I never forget how blessed my life has been. I'm especially grateful that in personal as well as business life, even though we can't go back and make a brand new start, God makes it possible for all of us to start anew at any moment and make a brand new ending. Many incredible people have touched my life, either personally or professionally, and deserve my deepest personal thanks and public recognition. Ironically, I associate all of these people with risks in one form or another. Those who worked with me professionally either taught me how to eliminate risks in business or worked by my side as we learned it together. Those who have touched me personally encouraged me to take more risks and never to downsize my dreams. These people include Mom, Dad, Alan Kuntz, Beth Connie, Shane Bolin, Denise Krause, Jean Ritchie, Dorothy Garland, Kerry Stanley, Keith Dinger, Jean Girding, Jim Morrison, Cheryl Jenkins, Jerome Barkley, David Edelman, Lynn Robinson, Chuck Dixon, Donald Bagan, Jean Charbonneau, Doug Day, Gary O'Neill, Richard Wilkins, Shelley Fallon, Randy Goldenberg, Connie Hamidi, Dave Siebart, Todd Steffen, Steve Goldman, Stan Weirman, and Jay Traverso. Thanks also to my agent team, Mike and Pat Snell, and the exceptional staff at Bloomberg, Jared Keeling, Maris Williams, Lisa Goetz, Tracy Tate, Lori Lohn, Barbara Diaz Goldenberg, Joanne Canavel, and Mary Macker. Introduction. As I put the finishing touches on this book, the news media reported that an employee wielding a semi-automatic rifle, shotgun, and a pistol had opened fire at an internet company in Wakefield, Massachusetts, killing 7 co-workers. Initial reports said that the shooting was work-related and dealt with taxes, none of which, as I'm sure time will reveal, had much to do with his 7 victims. Tragically, the man's grievance with the company, whether it was real or imagined doesn't matter, has resulted in 7 devastated families, nearly 240 distraught and grieving employees, management who will forever wonder if the event could have been avoided, and a company floundering in many directions, attempting to recover from the devastation, the negative...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?